Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan. Listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to us on all the different apps, Odyssey, iHeart, whatever. Or you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate wherever you get the content.
Yeah,
get the content. We're hearing from Cliff Kingsbury now. We're hoping to turn around some of that audio so we can have a bit of a discussion on Mr. Kingsbury. We weren't able to do this yesterday, so I did kind of want to go through the power rankings, B, as we always do. Eric Edholm from NFL.com is where we go in an effort to not get too hot takey. We just use the consistent same place, same week. Mm-hmm. Who do you think the best team in football is, Brian?
They're going to go with the Patriots.
Rams.
Rams?
How you feeling about the Rams? 10-3. Season ended today. They'd be the one seed in the NFL.
Didn't they lose the last game they played?
No, they just beat the hell out of the
They lost the game prior to
They lost the game prior. They lost to the Panthers. That's when a lot of people maybe had some questions.
See, that right there is like, I mean, but
I think the Rams are, the Panthers are better than people give them credit for, but.
That's understandable, but still, if the Rams are the team they're supposed to be, they're not supposed to lose to the Panthers.
All right. So you still don't have them at one?
Nah.
Would you have the Pats at one on your list?
Yeah.
All right. They go Rams, then Seahawks.
Okay.
Now, the Rams and Seahawks play each other maybe next week. I mean, that should be a serious ball game, man. Because that, like right now, the Rams are in first and the Seahawks are in fifth. But they have the same record, and if Seattle can win the rematch – you know, all of a sudden that'll flip-flop. They'll be in first and the Rams go to fifth.
Yeah.
The Seahawks' only losses on the year are to Tampa, San Fran, and the Rams. So they haven't dropped one to a questionable opponent like L.A. has. The Rams, especially because when they lost to the Niners to open and they lost to the Bucks in week five. Tampa was playing outrageous football early in the year before a number of injuries came up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Seattle has won five of their last six, the only loss coming on a two-point loss on the road to their division rival. And they've been kind of flogging people lately. 37-9 last week to Atlanta, 26-0 2 weeks ago to Minnesota. Seattle gets Indy this week.
Still, when I look at the Rams, I would go with their quarterback, I believe in him. When I go to Seattle, I think that quarterback's going to falter.
What do you think of Indianapolis's quarterback this week?
Which one? The old man or the young man?
Presumably Phil Rivers.
Well, I think they said he was going to be backing up the other guy, right? And I guess backing up, hoping the other guy messes up. Look, man, Phillip Rivers, they say he can still throw it around the yard. He did a lot for them to sign him. I don't think they sign him if he can't play. I mean, if they can't do what they need. I believe it's going to be a heavy dose of Jonathan Taylor, and he's going to play off of that. I don't think he comes out there and they're going to just drop him back and have him tossing the ball all day. The same way they were winning with Daniel Jones.
Right, I agree with that.
Have a great running game and then let Daniel do what he wanted to do off of that. And Phil's not going to be as athletic as Dan.
No.
No.
Did you hear Rivers got asked about his playing weight? And he said, well, I'm not the same I was last time I was on the field, but I never ran away from anybody anyway.
Well, hey, they don't care as long as he can let this fly.
He's always had that weird motion, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear Cam Newton's response to Phillip Rivers getting signed by Indy?
What did he have to say?
He said he considers it a slap in the face that he wasn't called first.
Cam, you've done the point where they're not going to call you. And I think he knows that.
How much of their willingness to call Phil Rivers, there's obviously familiarity with the staffs.
Yeah.
But, like, how much of it also is that they know he could come in, I want the right way to phrase this, and not be a pain in the ass?
I think that's a lot of it. But I think also on top of it, the people out there that are trying to get in the league, it says a lot about you. If they are going to go get a 44-year-old man and not give you a chance, that says a hell of a lot, bro.
Well, dude, you know,
like we always talk about there are not a lot of good quarterbacks out there. Doesn't this prove it?
It might. But you know what is remarkable? You know who was in Cincinnati and they decided to trade for Flacco?
Who?
Brett Rippin. You know who was in Indy and they decided to go get Phil Rivers? Brett Rippin. Like, that's a tough run of events.
Yeah, Brett Rippin, they probably telling you that they don't believe in you.
So it's not this week.
It's just like, but you think about it, dude. Still been out of football 5 years, man.
That's a
there
lot.
Are a lot of quarterbacks who went through training camps and who's on the teams now, backups, and they called the dude that's been laying around his house. And for him to go out and put on a show that they felt, okay, we're going to sign this dude here. And I understand he has a connect with the coach and stuff. But still, that coach is not dumb enough to bring a stiff out there. He has to be able to do something to make the coach say, yeah, I think we have a better chance with him than anybody else.
Dude, there are betting odds on Phil Rivers.
Of course Vegas don't get in on that.
Which I'm just saying means that they believe he's going to play. FanDuel, Phillip Rivers this week, 152.5 passing yards.
Mm.
I mean, that's kind of nuts.
Kind of.
It's not that it's a lot of yardage, but that I mean, just that the numbers exist.
Hey, man.
16.5 completions is the over-under, 27.5
attempts.
If they
sign him, they expected him to help at least some. You know, I just think he's going to play some. They're probably wishing this other guy just falters.
Do you know what the odds are if you want to bet a Phillip Rivers anytime touchdown? So not a passing touchdown, but a rushing or receiving touchdown?
Plus 2,000.
Plus 2,700.
Damn.
I think maybe the game of the NFC season is going to be next week where – and it's a Thursday night. Damn. Seattle's hosting the Rams next Thursday night. But specific to the power ranks – NFL.com goes Rams, Seahawks, then the Broncos, then the Patriots.
They put the Broncos. Well, yeah, if you look at the schedule, and I think back now, the Patriots have not – they beat a lot of people that are not very good. The Broncos have a better record than them. I mean, better schedule against them. People that they've beaten than the Patriots have beaten.
Totally. I mean, just if you look at the – Broncos division. Like, it's significantly harder to beat the Chiefs and the Chargers than it is to beat the Jets. Yeah. The Jets and the Dolphins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
New England's going to be really interesting when we get to the playoffs and they're playing good teams, because they seem to me like a good team. They've won 10 in a row. All you can do is beat the teams on your schedule.
Yeah, that's true.
The Broncos and the Pats have the best record in the NFL at 11-2. I think there are legitimate questions about Denver's offense. Just if they're good enough to put up points against really good defenses. But as we've talked about, you know, Denver wins all these narrow games. They have started to open it up a bit. They are plus 73 point differential now. Okay. I got a crazy one for you. The Chiefs are now 6-7. I haven't even looked where they are in the power ranks. The Chiefs have a plus 63 point differential, and they're one game under 500.
Damn.
Whereas the Chargers just won that gutty game the other night against the Eagles. Chargers are 9-4, but only plus 28.
That's weird.
Right?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? When the Chiefs beat you, they beat you. When they lose close ones.
Right. I think the Rams and the Seahawks, by a wide margin, have the best win differential in the NFL. Seattle's at plus 160. The Rams are at plus 150. Next up is New England at 110. So that, I mean, that's a pretty significant delta.
Definitely.
I think there's a lot of questions about all these top teams. To me, if you look at these top four teams, the four best records in the NFL, the Pats, who have they played? Is this young quarterback really ready for all this?
Yeah.
The Broncos, I don't know if their offense is good enough.
They do a lot of short stuff.
Drake May is a... Let's see if you could do this in the playoffs. But Drake May in the regular season has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Bo Nix has not. Mm-hmm. That is a true team. The defense is really good. Nix does enough to win. Is that a formula?
He does his part.
Is that a formula for February, though? That, you know, the Seahawks, the real question is Darnold. Like, we saw Darnold
live up to it.
Turn into a pumpkin week 18 last year and then in the playoff game. The Rams, I don't think you have that. Big question.
Man, Stafford, he's done it. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we thought his back was hurt.
I did say then, I just don't think he wants to go to camp.
Yeah. I listen, man, when you got a veteran player, you know what those guys are capable of. You can understand. You can do stuff like that. Younger people, you got to get them into it. Every player on this team keeps saying when the veterans tell them to find a routine. when your guy has a routine, you could probably take chances like that. If he doesn't have a routine, you better get him in there and begin to mold him into what you want him to be.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think that's why people lean towards the Rams in any sort of discussion of power ranks. And what's great about the NFL, unlike college football, is the rankings don't matter. These teams are going to get into the playoffs and it'll work itself out.
They gotta play each other.
But the Rams of these teams are the only one that's won one. They've won a Super Bowl with this quarterback coach combination. And that matters a lot. Now, granted, that team that won it had the greatest defensive player of his generation on the field. These guys don't, but they still have a really good D-line. Green Bay, by getting that win over Chicago, has entered a very different conversation, I would say, because they have been uneven, but all of a sudden the Packs playing pretty well and pretty consistently. The Packers at 9-3-1, if the season started today, would be the 2 seed in the NFC. That bumps Chicago all the way down to 7. That bumps the Lions out of the playoffs. I'm really, really curious to watch how the AFC North plays out. Green Bay has now won 4 in a row and just seems like kind of peaking at the right time, which is arguably as important as – it's important to be good, but it's also really important when you're good.
Yeah, yeah. What you do early makes no difference if you're going to falter late.
Right. Like the Colts.
Yeah.
The Colts were 6-0, 7-0.
They were flying.
Some big games, obviously, this weekend. I'm almost surprised it's a Sunday 1 o'clock, but the Bills go to New England. I mean, you talk about the level of statement the Patriots can make.
They can make a hell of a statement right now, because if they beat Buffalo, they'll be the best team they've beaten, and they're probably one of the top, because like, the people they've been beating have been mediocre.
Their best win so far this year is they went to Buffalo and won.
They're going to have to beat them. If they beat them again, then people are going to say, okay, they're doing something.
If they beat them again, I believe they lock up the AFC East. Like, it's over. They've won it. Interestingly, the Bills are favored in that game. Now, it's basically a pick 'em. It's a point and a half, depending where you're looking. But that is a massive, massive game. Like, if you're looking to plan your – honestly, tonight's game is big for the Bucs. Tampa's hosting Atlanta tonight, and the Panthers are on their heels, dude. That division race is
– ain't Kirk up for it?
I don't know. Do you think Kirk's up for it?
Nope.
I mean, they are tied at 7-6. I think right now Tampa has the tiebreaker.
About the process.
Damn, listen to this, Brian. Looking at the numbers. The NFC South. Tampa, Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans. Who do you think has the best point differential in that group?
Tampa, Carolina, Tampa, and New Orleans. I'm going to go with... You're asking a question, so it's got to be somebody bad. Atlanta.
No.
Saints.
They all... are minus.
All of them?
Everyone in the division
is a
minus.
Okay, what's the worst?
So, worst is the Saints, minus 109. Then the Falcons, minus 61. The Panthers, minus 50. And the Bucks, who were so good for 5-6 weeks, the Bucks have a minus 26 point differential.
Damn.
That's crazy. Is any other division everybody minus? It's almost hard to do because you play division games.
Yeah.
Okay,
you play outside the division too.
The AFC North, everybody's a minus, but the Steelers are only minus 3. The Ravens are only minus 9.
Okay,
so they're a lot closer to 500, and that's pretty remarkable.
That mean they win close games and they get their butts kicked when they lose.
Certainly get their butts kicked. All right, we're going to continue through the power rankings. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury coming up at 1 o'clock. Tariq El-Bashir will give us a preview of tonight's Caps Canes contest. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part of a Rood system at your house, they are whisper quiet. You get no more of those noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. You get comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Nice cozy house and lower electric bills. Plus, B, that's not where the savings end. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000, two G's on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.